So one of the amazing things about The Last Dance a few years back is not only the pop culture phenomena that it was, not only how big it made that Chicago Bulls team and of course Michael Jordan just bigger than life, and the coinciding with the pandemic and everything that was happening with the NBA bubble and LeBron James, and the fallout has been crazy. And one of the craziest parts of The Last Dance has been the fallout of Scottie Pippen with Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson and everything else that has kind of happened since then. And the drama has continued, and we're going to get to it here on the Sports Cubicle with the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari, and myself, Mike Mercado. But before we do that, we have a quick special announcement. I'm writing a book. It is Lucha Dog. We have started the Kickstarter. Check us out at kickstarter.com. Lucha Dog, it has been a passion project of mine. It's something I've been working on for a little over a year and a half, and it's something for the family. It's something for kids. It's something for adults, and it's also something to really showcase what I'm proud of, and that's heritage, community, and opening ourselves up to others, and it's something that I think you all will get a kick out of. So check us out. We're on Twitter at Lucha Dog Book, on Facebook at Lucha Dog, and Instagram, Lucha Dog Book, and at Kickstarter, Lucha Dog. So for those of you who didn't get a chance to hear, Scottie Pippen joined Stacey King on the Give Me That Hot Sauce podcast, and they talked about so many different things, but the spotlight, the thing that has kind of hit the zeitgeist in social media, has gone viral, is his comments about LeBron James and Michael Jordan. And it has been something that has been brewing since The Last Dance. It's something that we've all kind of known, and it's something that's not even a secret anymore, is kind of the relationship, the disdain between Michael and Scottie. And right now it just seems to be one-sided because Scottie has been the one making the most noise about it. And this is Scottie joining the Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast, and just listen to what the Bulls legend had to say.
LeBron will be the greatest statistical guy to ever play the game of basketball. And there's no comparison to him. None. So, does that make him the greatest player to ever play the game? I'll leave that out for debating, because I don't believe that there's a great player, because our game is a team game, and one player can't do it. Like, I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
So there's a few things that I want to break down from that audio, but not even just that audio. This entire saga of Scottie Pippen, not just against Michael Jordan or against Phil Jackson, but just what's going on with Scottie. And there's a lot of things to break down here. You know, whether you want to be somebody who is cynical about it and you think this is a publicity stunt, this is him trying to be quote unquote relevant and trying to sell his liquor and trying to sell his book and just trying to get onto shows and anytime he has something that he wants to sell. But let's just break down what he said in that statement alone, right? In that 40 seconds with the Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast. I think a lot of it is wrong. Like the idea of, did you watch Michael? Michael wasn't good. He wasn't good until we became a team. Like, Michael was always good. From hitting that game-winning shots at UNC to win the national championship, through his rookie year, through the injury year, through the 80s and the bad boy Pistons, through the 90s, retirement, so on and so forth. Like, Michael was always good. I think what gets lost is how great Scottie was. Scottie's not just a top 75, top 50. Scottie Pippen's one of the greatest basketball players to ever exist. Period. The planet, however long the planet's been around, however many times we've gone through the multiverse and we've gone through this circle and we've done this in the Matrix, Scottie Pippen has always been one of the greatest basketball players to ever play. And it gets lost because he played with Michael Jordan. That just so happened to be the greatest player at the very least of his generation. Now, Scottie's saying he believes LeBron James is a statistical better player. And, you know, there's some stats that LeBron is the greatest player, and that's that. There are some that Michael are. There are some that Michael was never the greatest ever when it came to that stat. You can have the opinion that Kobe was better than Michael, that Russell is better than Michael, that Kareem is better than Michael, that you would take Shaq or Duncan in starting a team before Michael, that LeBron is better, that Steph Curry is more valuable. Whatever argument you want to make, you can come up with one. Whether I think it's right or wrong, that's irrelevant. But this, I think, has to deal with a man who has a hurt soul. Maybe I'm looking too deep into it. And I think a lot of Chicago Bulls fans, especially if they're over the age of 35, want the Bulls to love each other. They want this to be a utopian thing, this awesome fairy tale, the team that a lot of them grew up loving and being such a part of their identity. That's something a lot of people don't understand. That 90s Bulls team is not just a beloved team for people in Chicago and around the world, but so many people have that as their identity, their love of Michael Jordan, their love of the 90 Bulls. Like, there is something to that train of thought. And to see them having so much beef, dirty laundry being put out there by Michael and his production team for The Last Dance, and seeing the response, not just by Scottie, but by a lot of different players from that team, teammates. Scottie has gone hard in the paint because Scottie is legitimately one of the greatest to ever do it. And he will always forever get overshadowed. And some of it has to be of his own doing. You know, we have to also look at what this man has been through. From that rough, unbelievably rough upbringing to small-time college into the NBA. Having that type of transformation as a basketball player. And then if you're Scottie, when you've done all this work, you've helped win championships, you've developed into be one of the greatest players in the NBA at that time, after coming from a small college, after having a rough upbringing, you sign a deal that is one of the worst deals a superstar has ever signed. And Jerry Reinsdorf does it with a smile, a grimy, slimy smile. Then all the stuff that has happened with losing a child, and then everything that's happened with Jordan's son and Scottie's ex-wife and all their business that was being put out there because of reality television. This, I believe, is a hurt individual, a hurt soul, a lost soul, somebody who his entire life, he has always constantly had to prove himself, has always had to work harder than almost anybody else, just off perception, and then was his own worst enemy. His own self-saboteur. Any chance was given to make a business decision, a financial decision, a social decision, a personal decision, and even in the game, most importantly for our conversation, it seemed he fell short, especially when you're comparing it to the guy he was right next to that almost every business, except for the restaurants, but let's be honest, the most important thing, the shoe, the Jordan brand, every cigar that you sold, every team that he bought. Michael has done it all, and that is who you're always compared to. If you're as competitive as these guys are, if you have the mentality that it takes to be a top, not 75, but a top 50 player, a top 50 anything in your profession, to live with that, that is the person you're compared to, that is your cohort, that is the person you are linked to for the rest of your life. And not just that, the mystique, the legend has grown even more over time. Let me ask you this. How many cards and memorabilia of Scottie Pippen are selling for the same amount that Michael Jordan is? Tell me how many times Michael has done a business venture and has been praised for it. Tell me how many times Michael is called out as an inspiration, as one of the favorites of these generational players, these last two to three generational players. And if the guy that was there, all defensive teams, all NBA teams, six-time NBA champions in the MVP conversation, can't get any love, what do you think that does to a person's mind? We want to be sympathetic about mental health, but when we see something like this, that's blatantly a cry for help on some level, it's crazy that the first thing a lot of fans go to is caping for Michael Jordan. I love Michael Jordan. I love Scottie Pippen. They are superheroes to a kid that was 8 years old in 98 when they won their last championship. What it did to my city and for my family and friends that I got to see them as a child express themselves. And it was a rock star situation. But to see them go at Scottie for this, instead of asking what is going on with Scotty, has Scotty ever had it easy? Michael Jordan doesn't need anybody to defend him. Guess what? Michael Jordan's already won. But you know who else is winning? All of you who visit Sheets and Giggles and check out their amazing eucalyptus sheeting and their amazing mattressing and all their amazing inventory. Summertime is here. If you're going to be in the AC, if you're going to have the fan going, if you want to make sure that you're Netflixing and chilling, you have the Hulu going or whatever HBO and Max are doing, make sure you're doing it in comfort and check out Sheets and Giggles. Check out our promo code, the Sports Cubicle, Sports from the Couch, for 15% off your next purchase. And of course, a huge thank you to each and every one of you who has supported us over at Kickstarter Lucha Dog. It has been a fun, amazing journey, and we cannot wait to see each and every one of you have an edition of Lucha Dog in your hands. Thank you again. Make sure you're following us all over the social media there. We're on Facebook at Lucha Dog and on Instagram and Twitter at Lucha Dog Book. Check out the Kickstarter at Lucha Dog. How do you think this works out? Do you agree with Scottie Pippen? Are you Team Michael? Are you Team Scottie? What do you think Scottie's going through right now? Is it just jealousy? Is he just trying to run a grip to make some money? Or is this something that he might be going through physically, mentally, emotionally? We want to know your thoughts. We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. You can check us out on YouTube. Leave a comment at the Sports Cubicle and everywhere else in the universe at Sports from the Couch. For the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, for Devin Tingle, for Paul Shivari, I'm Mike Mercado.